When a powerful earthquake hit Haiti in January 2010, it killed approximately 230,000 people. Weeks later, Chile experienced an earthquake 500 times more powerful. About 500 people died there. Many factors, including where the earthquake struck, contributed to these uneven death tolls. One important difference between the two events was that in 2010, the people of Chile were better prepared. In 1960, they experienced the most powerful earthquake ever. That was a signal to the government that another huge quake might follow. The result was that the people of Chile learned the how-tos of earthquake survival. The three keys to earthquake survival are drop, cover, and hold on. It's important to think fast when you feel the first jolt. If you are in bed, stay there and put a pillow over your head. If you are anywhere else, drop to the floor and take cover under the nearest piece of furniture. That way, falling objects will collide with a desk or table, not you. Then hold on tight. An invariable rule is to never run outside during an earthquake. However, if you are already outside, safety is obtainable by moving to an open space as quickly as possible. In addition to individual know-how, the government of Chile decided that building better structures would make greater safety achievable. The Earth's crust and mantle, the layer below the crust, form a skin. It is made up of many plates that move and slide over each other. Sometimes, however, the plates' rough edges get stuck on each other. When the plates finally do move, the pressure that is released causes extreme shaking. Engineers in Chile studied how to design buildings that were likely to withstand such shaking, and the government required new buildings to follow those designs. No one can predict exactly when and where an earthquake will occur or how it will alter the landscape, but knowing what you and your community can do will help people survive.